Ich bin ja Radio. Es ist Sonntag. Sie hören SO21. Kunstradio. 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 Kunstradio.
Radio Lora. SO21. Hier ist Brain Hall. Die Sendung für Geräusche und Audio-Experimente. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer weiteren Sendung von Brain Hall auf Radio Lora SO21. Wir stellen euch in dieser Sendung die Klangkünstlerin Pai Wen Liu aka Pai aus Taiwan vor. Sie befasst sich seit 1999 mit Sounddesign, Komposition und Videokunst. Neben ihrer eigenen künstlerischen Tätigkeit arbeitete sie unter anderem als Aufnahmeingenieurin für Panasonic Taiwan, als Produzentin und Kunstredakteurin für das neue Musiklabel Bass Sound Art Collective and Recorders und als Koordinatorin für das taiwanesische Audio Art und Kunstfestival Weather in My Brain. Ihre Arbeit ist sowohl von Neo-Dada, improvisiertem Jazz als auch von elektronischer Musik und minimalistischen Malern und Komponisten beeinflusst. Tobias Hoffmann hat für uns Pei im Schloss Solitude bei Stuttgart interviewt. Im ersten Teil erzählt uns Pei über ihre Arbeit mit Manipulation und Field Recordings. Nach dem ersten Teil des Interviews hören wir in den Track On und Tree von Pei aus dem Jahr 2006. Im zweiten Teil hören wir uns die Komposition Own of the Bowl an.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have Pei on Skype now. It's a small interview. I'd like to introduce you a little bit to Pei. Pei is a sound artist which comes from Taiwan. Can you talk a little bit where you came from and what is your subject?
I came from Taiwan and have been living in Basel for a year and a half now. Mainly I am doing generative music or computer music as well and as sound installation, and with idea about recreating a cinematic soundscape by field recording.
We come back to this, but actually where are you now in the moment?
I'm sitting in my studio in Academic Solitude in Stuttgart.
So we're coming back to your sound, actually. And what is important sound in your composition? You want to play something later, but first talk about what's important for you in your sound.
So this track, Om of the Tree, 8 minutes and 3 seconds. It was recreated from a square wave when I first explored the found part of virtual synthesizer around 1999. And the remodulation of using simple square wave produced kind of amusing sounding, something I never heard of. And later on, I realized square wave is pure artificial. It doesn't exist in our nature acoustic environment unless it was recreated electronically.
And how do you manipulate your sounds?
This is the old track I made in the very beginning. If I can record, first I recall back the computer process pattern into a sound file, and using those sound files as seed and regenerate in different patch or a similar patch I made in AudioMatch. So AudioMatch is a piece of software, if I can read from its website, it says it's a piece of software for real-time sound synthesizer, music composition and performance-oriented audio processing. So since then, using this method of regenerating of a seed more often to make most of my music.
So, but where is your focus going while you are programming and listening? What's actually your interest into it?
Listening over and over to the regenerated pattern that I can rediscover it. And beside the real-time modulation, very often I listen to old generative patterns, sometimes a longer one, 10 or 30 minutes, sometimes very short. And I slice the part I'm very fond of, regenerate them in a wave editor, make a new seed, and use this new seed that it grows. And again, I process them, which allow me a greater freedom to improvise this touch of affection and to express with frequency by filtering each individual seed with the resonance of particular envelope.
And the sound is reminding you the outcome of your manipulations. Does they remind you something you know already, or you are discovering something?
During the process, it's a way to express what I have been remember or try to rediscover what has been hidden. And so in some kind of relative or sensible time scale, which is not counting in second, but it's recalling back from the point when I'm recording or some mood I can remember, and I synchronize then and oscillate and then those frequencies then reconstruct them in phrases of my music.
But also, apart from this going from a seed, which is quite synthetic, like a square wave, as you told before, you are also doing some field recordings, which is just on an opposite pole of the options you have when you are doing sound art. So
I don't see they are opposite.
You don't see them opposite.
Why is opposite? But I think the continuity of our sound environment is never stopping. And I like to discover the hidden sounding, the meaningful sounding, articulate sounding that all surround us. Sometimes even a still object or a movie image, which I cannot actually hear it, but I very often imagine it sounding or how it might sound like, and to explore those following traces. So I'm able to paint by frequency to a foreground or a background of those field recording. And over the years, I kind of built up my personal archive field recording when wandering or traveling around with my recorder. And I remember those particular moments, that not only how it sounds, but how it exists. And with people, or very often with a greater or complicated feeling whenever a conversation is involved. But because the background sounding is totally reshaped in recording when I listen in my studio, so I'm very fond of the sound of nature force too.
I just see it. I raise up my question because I see it just like you have nature, which is outside, which just exists without adding something. It exists and you are recording it. You just take it out of the nature. And there's also the human made sound, and the square wave is quite a precise example of it. So, but for you it doesn't exist, so there is no difference between a real world which coming from outside, which brings the sound into your mind afterwards with your listening, and also the square wave which you just take and proceed and modulate.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Interesting how you define the line between outside and inside. Where are you going to place this line of cutting it? This is part of outside and this is part of inside. I think in sound, why I like it so much, because it's a freedom for me to enjoy the world of the sound, and it's a space of imaginative, dynamic space.
Und jetzt hören wir die 30 Minuten dauernde Komposition Om on the Bowl.
你这个要怎么办？这个先要放好。放在哪里？哎，又灭了，火又灭了。
Das war die Komposition Om und the Bowl der taiwanesischen Klangkünstlerin Pei. Mehr über Pei findet ihr auf Peis Webseite www.littleobjects.com. Mehr über Brainhole findet ihr wie immer auf www.brainhole.net. Bis bald! Radio Lora SO 21. Hier ist Brainhole. Die Sendung für Geräusche und Audio-Experimente.